This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk, and joining us on the phone this morning is Pamela Reed Sanchez, the president and CEO of the Seneca Park Zoo Society. Pamela, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Mark, for having me on. So much coming up this month, so I'm excited to be able to share it.
My goodness me, your calendar is full. First, I want to tell you that my very first job was at the Seneca Park Zoo.
No kidding. What were you doing here?
I worked in the gift shop. I worked the register back. This was back before, you know, digital, like credit cards, like computers and stuff. So you'd run the credit card on the machine and all that stuff. Yeah, I sold a million of those little plastic cheetahs in the gift shop, so...
Oh, that's great. I love that.
You're welcome for my service. Anyway, always exciting things happening at Seneca Park Zoo. We're wrapping up summer here, obviously. It's the Labor Day weekend. But that doesn't mean things slow down there. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, you know, this is actually a busy weekend for us, Labor Day, and we're actually showing off a little bit of the labor that happens at the zoo. If you come out today, we've got some special Zoo Olympics happening in addition to different programs throughout the day, and you can find all of this information on our website at senecaparkzoo.org. If you come out tomorrow on the holiday, there's actually an elephant barn tour that's open to the public from 11:30 to 12:30, and there's also an opportunity tomorrow to make some enrichment for the birds in our care with provided materials. So that's kind of fun to come out and do. If you come today on Labor Day, today is the last day we're running a promo that if you bring a new school supply, you will have $2 off of admission. And there's a list on our website of what the acceptable materials are for school supplies. And all of those school supplies are being donated to the families served by the Baden Street Settlement and the Ibero American Action League.
Wow.
So we have brought in so many school supplies for kids that otherwise might not have school supplies. And we've been so gratified by the community really stepping up and saying, you know what, I'm buying for these my kids. I might as well help somebody else at the same time and get a little discount at the zoo. So today's the last day for that promo, but if you come next Sunday and you're a senior, it's Grandparents' Day, so a purchase of a senior ticket will get you a complimentary youth ticket. And there's information on that on the website, too. Yeah. But I'm skipping too far ahead because we've got Zubru between now and then.
Yeah, tell us about Zubru.
Our last Zubru of the season is Friday the 8th. This is Caribbean Night, and we have Ignite back with us this year. This is the second year they have performed at Zubru, and they are so much fun, reggae style. Nobody ever wants to leave. It is so much fun. Zubrus have been fantastic this year. And I think something that most people don't know is that Zubrus are a fundraiser not only for the Zoo Society and the programs that we run for education and conservation, but we raise money for the International Elephant Foundation at every Zubru. A portion of tickets goes directly to the International Elephant Foundation. And over the years, we have raised and granted them just about $75,000 for their efforts in saving elephants. And this year, it looks like we've raised another $5,000 that we will be making a grant to them. So, you know, we say drink beer, save elephants, and we mean it. The impact that those funds are having on saving elephants is real and tangible, and it's something everybody can do simply by coming to the zoo, having a good time, and drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Or a cider, or a seltzer, or water.
No matter what you're drinking,
time.
You're helping out.
You know, there's three bands. It's just such a great time. And what I love about Zubrus, and I do attend most of them, I work at most of them, what I love is that I look in one direction and think, I am the oldest person here. And then I'll look in another direction and I'll think, actually, all these people are around my age. And then I'll turn again and think, I'm pretty young. So it's, you know, everybody feels comfortable at Zubru. They're just so much fun. People are very chill. And then if Zubru's not your thing, we have another event at the end of this month. This will be the third year we do Apples, Ales, and Tails. And that is a little different. It is a little more expensive ticket, but we have fantastic tasting partners. It's a beer and cider tasting event.
Okay.
We've got Abandoned Brewing Company, Blackbird Cider, Blue Barn Cidery, Heroes Brewing, Red Jacket Orchards, I'm Rock Brewing. I know I'm missing a bunch. But you also have food as you go through the zoo. So it's both tasting regional, local and regional craft cider and beer, but also there's delicious food to snack on as you stroll through the zoo. And if you've been to it before, I promise you we've upgraded the food and the experience. There's going to be a scavenger hunt with prizes, live music from the Pearls Band. It is a really fun, low-key event. And by then, we might have cooler weather.
Yeah.
And it'll feel like fall, and people will want to be out for a cider and beer tasting.
So for all these events, like the Apples, Ales, and Tails, and the Zoo Brew, people just, they have to buy tickets in advance, or they just show up at the gate and
Apples, Ales, and Tails usually sells out. We have a cap on attendance for that one to make sure that it's a great experience. So I do recommend that people go to the website and search under events. Just, again, SenecaParkZoo.org, and then go to the events tab, and you'll see fundraisers, and Apples, Ales, and Tails will show up for you there. We do recommend with Zoo Brew, it is a cheaper ticket when you buy in advance as well.
Okay.
So it's always a good idea. And I also like to remind people, it's a very wise thing to carpool to Zoo Brew. Parking is not always easy, and it can be a bit of a walk. There's also a VIP ticket where only one person in your party needs to be to buy a VIP ticket for you to have guaranteed parking that's very close. Everybody in your car can come with you on that VIP ticket, and then you have express entry into the zoo as well.
That's a nice little perk.
Highly recommend that. Yes, it's a little more expensive. It comes with two free drink tickets as well. But knowing that you can park close and don't have to get there super early is really a great perk.
Yeah, and also knowing that it's for a great cause as well. I mean, it's not just. Yeah, it's a lot more. We're speaking with Pamela Reed Sanchez, the president and CEO of Seneca Park Zoo Society here in Rochester. What else is new at the zoo? I mean, you guys are always changing things up, keeping things fresh. If people haven't been in a couple of years, when they come, what are they going to see that's different?
Well, if they haven't been in a couple of years, it's not an animal, but the Trailside Cafe, which opened last year, is really a wonderful guest amenity, and right now is sort of at the first thing that you come to at the zoo. Really wonderful. The SSA group manages all of the food and gift here, and the food is absolutely amazing. Mm. I'm told the chicken tenders are wonderful. The salads are great. There's bean burgers. It's really what this zoo deserves and what the community deserves. Other things that if people haven't been here for a while, of course, our giraffe tower, which we've got lots of things in the news about our giraffes, but it is a wonderful group of giraffes, and we always like people to come out and see them, and of course, the zebras right there as well, the snow leopards, and red pandas right in the center of the zoo. Those have been here 5 years, but a lot of people haven't been here in 20 years.
Yeah,
and I want to say, come out and see it. We also have a new snowy owl chick, who is quite adorable. She's pretty grown up right now. Her name is Luna. And we have as of just a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks now, Gunny, a new California sea lion, is visiting us from the Denver Zoo while his zoo habitat is rebuilt.
Oh.
So he will be with us for probably a year, and he is a adorable sea lion. I know that might sound strange to some people, but he really is a charming little guy. So those are some of the newer animals. But
I love it. It's like you said, you know, Seneca Park Zoo right here in town, very easy to get to, great, beautiful location, but easy to get to. And so often we live here for years and years, and we overlook the stuff that's right under our nose, like the Seneca Park Zoo.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. I lived in Phoenix, Arizona for a long time, 12 years, and never got to the Grand Canyon. And I think, well, there's people here who've never been to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
But also, there's people here who haven't been to the zoo since they came on a field trip when they were kids.
Yeah.
And they don't understand what a different place zoos are, and particularly Seneca Park Zoo. We truly are a conservation organization. Our job is to have people that come here fall in love with the living world so that they want to behave a little differently. And maybe it's give a little extra money towards elephant conservation or snow leopard conservation. Or maybe it's getting involved with us and joining us out on September 16th for a cleanup out at Duran Beach. We've been doing community cleanups since before COVID, and the amount of trash that we take out away from the waterways and the beaches and the parks is really pretty remarkable. And if you want to get involved and do something that you know is positive for our community, this is a really safe way to come out. We supply everything for the cleanups. We weigh and measure everything. We can tell you exactly how many cigarette butts we've removed from the beach and cans and tires and, wow. and you name it. And at last count, I think we were somewhere around 4,000 pounds for the year wow. that we've of trash that we've removed.
Two tons.
That's Holy pretty God. Meaningful, right?
It is. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Super proud of those efforts.
Yeah, and I want to point out this too. I think there's some places people, well, you know, I'm not going to go there if I don't have a kid to take along with me. The zoo is fantastic for kids, no doubt about it. But you don't have to have kids with you to go to the zoo. You'd be a grown-up, go by yourself, you'll go
you
with
know,
some friends.
I have really noticed a change. I've been here 9 years now at the Zoo Society, and I've noticed a real change in who is using the zoo.
Yeah.
Not only in terms of the diversity of our guests that are coming, but the diversity of ages. I will see teenagers out on dates or in groups. Mm. I will see single people out with their cameras. I will see seniors here that are using us as a place to safely walk and get yeah. exercise. It's really, I like to, if you come on a weekend, you will very often see one child with four adults because people are going on that theory, Mark, that you have to have a child with
yes.
you. And so, hey, we're taking little Jimmy to the zoo, and so let's take all the adults with us because they've got the excuse. The
yeah.
truth is, it's really fun to come here as an adult and see what you want to see, stay and watch what you want to watch for as long as you want to, without a child dragging on you to go to the next thing. And I mean, I really think that's why Zubru and events like Apple Tales and Tales are so
yeah.
successful, because you do have the opportunity to see the zoo at your own pace. You, our naturalists and docents love talking to people at those events because they have really deep conversations about what's really happening in natural range for the animals that are the counterparts to, you know, to our, you know, what's really happening with elephants, what's happening with giraffes. You know, there's only 75,000 giraffes left in nature of any species. There's only 3,500 snow leopards left of any species. So why is that happening, and what can we do about it? That's really what we're about, is having people have that aha moment of, oh, there's really something happening. And not only that, it's not hopeless. Endangered means there's still time to act, and this is something that I can do to make a difference.
I love it. It's Pamela Reed Sanchez, the president and CEO of the Seneca Park Zoo Society. You can find all this information that we're talking about, from Zubru to Grandparents Day to Apples, Ales, and Tails, and the community cleanups as well. If you've got the time to volunteer, please do that. It's all great for our community. And a way for you to get plugged into something, meet new people, and get out and do things in our community. Again, the website is SenecaParkZoo.org. Pamela, is there anything that we haven't talked about this morning that you want to make sure people know about the zoo?
Lots of stuff happening after September too, and so
yeah.
I just encourage people to get on our website, get involved, maybe volunteer for us. We've got Deaf Cultural Awareness coming up in November. We've got Fall Fest, After Hours Spooktacular. There's just always something happening year-round at your zoo.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Website is, and it's a beautiful website, by the way, easy to
thank
use.
Thank you.
SenecaParkZoo.org. Check that out. Pamela Reed Sanchez, thank you so much for your time
Mark,
this morning.
Thank you.
Great chatting with you, and all the best. And if you have any openings over there at the zoo, I'll come over and work the gift shop again, whatever you need. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.